Well, it is Sustainability Week, and we have got, of course, the Harvest Festival to look forward to as we head into the weekend. At the Harvest Festival Energy Fair, there are all kinds of different options for renewable energy, and it seems like they're always coming up with something new and different. The technology keeps changing, and this morning, solar shingles. It seems like such a no-brainer in a sense, but there's got to be a reason why we haven't had solar shingles up until now. Well, when we have questions, we go to the experts for answers. Mark Weber is the chair of the Board of Directors for the Minnesota Renewable Energy Society. Hey, Mark, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. I'm very excited to be on Northland Morning with you.
So, solar shingles, when you think about it, it seems like such a no-brainer, and it's kind of like, well, why haven't we been doing this all along? Tell us a little bit about solar shingles and the development of same.
Well, you know, they've been working on these for a long time. If you remember President Obama, he would go to the Dow factory in Michigan every couple of years, and he'd show us the progress on solar shingles that Dow Chemical was making. And so we've followed that, and I tried to become a test site for Minnesota in 2010, but they were only interested in testing that in Michigan at that time. But in 2016, when Elon Musk went and announced the Tesla solar roof, people took notice because in that case, it was going to be camouflaged, so if you're standing at the street, you wouldn't see the solar shingle, or you wouldn't see the solar part. But if you flew over the house, then you would see that it was actually a solar roof. And that really hasn't come about yet, but other companies have made sort of a low-profile solar shingle that actually attaches to the substrate of your roof, so you don't have all the racking and you don't have the solar panels on top of your roof like what you normally expect to see. So right now, there's three companies that are vying to get business in Minnesota. There's not a lot of activity yet, but there's one house that uses the RGS Powerhouse 3 system in Minnesota at this time, and that's a spinoff of the Dow that you saw President Obama with. There's a CertainTeed system that's been around for a while. There's one barn in Minnesota with that on it, but they mainly focus on the Gulf Coast, so I don't really expect that to take off. And then there's a third system called SunTegra from another solar dealer, and that is another low-profile system. The difference between the Tesla solar roof and these other three systems are these are not camouflaged, so they actually do look like a solar panel on your roof, except they're very low-profile.
I think that a solar panel on your roof would look cool because people would see what you were doing and they'd go, oh, that makes so much sense. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer in a sense. I'm thinking about the way traditional roofs look. Some of the new metal roofs, I was admiring a house with a metal roof the other day, and it's like it's an unbroken sweep of metal on the roof. And then, of course, you know, a lot of us have the older homes with, you know, the tar paper or the, you know, whatever. So does it just look like a whole bunch of little solar panels?
Well, the metal roof has very easy to attach solar panels to them with the racking. But these solar shingles, they're only meant to be low profile. So if you put solar panels on your house, they're probably sticking up 4 to 6 inches, whereas these, they're probably sticking up maybe an inch. So for the people who don't like solar panels on their house, this is an alternative. And we're curious to see, you know, whether it takes off, because the solar installation community is kind of mixed on this. So we figure in the next 5 years it'll either be gone or it'll take off. You know, it's really up to the consumer to say, this is what I want and I want you to install it.
Do the solar shingles have more flexibility in the sense that if you have solar shingles on, although, you know, on the entire roof of your house, obviously, no matter what direction the sun is, it's going to be hitting some of the solar shingles. If you have solar panels, do you have to install solar panels facing in different directions to get the sun at different times, or how does that work?
Well, they pretty much both act the same way.
Okay.
If you're a residential customer, you would just put these flat against your roof. In the older days, they used to, you know, put stands on the roof, and the solar panel would not be at the same angle as the roof. But I don't think anyone really does that anymore.
I just really like the way, I mean, to me, that just really sort of sends a message when you see somebody with solar panels on the roof that they're doing the right thing. I don't know. I guess that's just a personal taste. And obviously for some folks, that's maybe not, they would prefer maybe something a little bit more low profile, or, you know, maybe not broadcasting messages about their personal philosophies to the neighborhood. So why is the solar installation community have mixed feelings about this?
Well, I think they've just got a tradition in the history of installing the solar panels, so they know how to do it. Building integrated photovoltaics, and that's what this is officially called, it's new. And like I say, it's, you know, one house with one system and one barn with another system. You know, at the state fair, there were a lot of interest in the CertainTeed and the RGS product. You know, we were showing both because just the interest of the Tesla solar roof.
But of course,
I personally no.
I was just going to say, you've gone ahead and done it, and we're still waiting for the solar roof.
Yes, you know, and I was just looking on the internet before this interview, and there's still no date when people will start receiving their roof. They may have, you know, put deposits down, but Tesla has given them no date of when this will be available.
Well, we've got an interesting map available here in Duluth where you can pull up your address and you can actually look and see if your home is situated in such a way that solar shingles or solar panels or some kind of solar would work on your home, depending on, you know, where you are. Are you in the trees? Are you in the shade of something? And boy, there's a lot of homes that could certainly use solar if that was something they wanted to look into.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. A lot of people could take advantage of the solar. And I always tell folks that if you got a nickel-colored charcoal or black roof, you know, you'd get a monocrystalline panel, which is the black panels and then black frames, and it's very beautiful on your roof.
Now, you're going to be at the Harvest Festival at the Energy Fair. Will folks have the opportunity to look at some of these different kinds of solar shingles and hold them up and peer at them and look them over carefully?
Yes, I'm very excited to bring the RGS product, which is a solar shingle, and the CertainTeed product, which is a solar tile, and it's a slightly different shape. And then I'm going to go over to Powerfully Green and see if I can get a SunTegra product and bring that along too. So at least we'll have two of the three available, and I think I can get the third. And so we're very excited to show this off at Harvest Fest.
That is going to be great. It'll be fun to go down and ask some questions and actually see one in person. Mark, thanks so much for taking some time to join us this morning. Solar shingles, who would have thunk it? Good for you.
Thank you, Lisa. We can't wait to come and enjoy Harvest Fest because the whole family's coming up because it's a great activity.
Exactly. Thanks again, Mark. Mark Weber joined us this morning. He's the chairman of the Minnesota Renewable Energy Society's Board of Directors and our guest for Sustainability Week here on KUMD.